From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Just as the summer travel season kicks off, the Justice Department has opened an investigation into possible collusion among air carriers. The government is asking if airlines are slowing growth to keep ticket prices high. Joseph DiNardi, airline analyst for Stifel Company in Baltimore, says as far as he can see, airfares are actually moving lower.
On an inflation-adjusted basis, the average airfare last year in 2014 was right around $390. That compares to $450, close something around that in the year 2000. So they're certainly not, out of line with where they should be, I don't think.
United, American, Delta, and Southwest say the Justice Department is investigating them. It's not clear what other airlines might be involved. California State Water Resources Control Board is reporting that California's drought-stricken communities managed to reduce water usage by 29% in May, setting a record for water conservation. California communities are under orders to cut water usage by 25% of 2013 levels. California's been in a four-year drought. A shark attacked a 68-year-old man swimming in waist-deep water off North Carolina's Outer Banks around noon today. This is the seventh such episode at a North Carolina beach this summer. There's no word on the man's condition. Witnesses say the shark, which seemed to measure about 7 feet, pulled the man under. The man was treated on the beach for bites to his hands, ribcage, and leg, and then flown to a medical center 85 miles away. In Egypt, militants launched a coordinated series of assaults in the rest of North Sinai Peninsula. Merritt Kennedy reports the military says 17 soldiers were killed, though local security officials earlier in the day had said that more than 50 died in the attacks.
More than 70 militants hit at least 5 checkpoints in the early morning, setting off hours of deadly fighting between the soldiers and the militants. The military targeted groups of attackers with warplanes, according to military statements. The coordinated attacks on the checkpoints were later claimed by the Sinai affiliate of the self-described Islamic State. In a televised statement, Egypt's armed forces vowed to root out terrorism from the Sinai, where a burgeoning insurgency has survived and even grown in the face of a major military campaign. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
As the government relaxes rules imposed in the depths of the recession, the CEOs of government-backed mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are getting large raises to about $4 million this year. Their pay had been capped at $600,000 a year. On Wall Street at the close, energy stocks were down. The future of Greece and the Eurozone unknown. The Dow was up 138. This is NPR. Church officials at the Episcopal General Convention have voted overwhelmingly to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples. As a result, gender-specific language has been removed from church laws on marriage, permitting gays and lesbians to have religious weddings. The UN Refugee Agency reports a record number of 137,000 refugees and migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea into Europe in the first 6 months of this year. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency calls the Mediterranean crisis a refugee crisis. Despite common perceptions, spokesman William Spindler says most of the people trying to reach Europe's shores are not economic migrants in search of a better life. They are people fleeing for their lives.
The top five countries of origin of these people are all countries experiencing conflict or human rights violations.
Most of the refugees come from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Eritrea, and Somalia. The number of deaths at sea also has increased dramatically. The report finds 1,850 people were drowned or went missing in the first 6 months of this year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
After a couple of recent breaches, the Secret Service has begun the installation of sharp metal spikes to discourage fence jumpers. It's not considered a long-term solution. Last September, a Texas man armed with a knife climbed over the fence, ran across the lawn, and actually did enter the White House. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.